bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Uh-oh.
It's the rap version of For Those About to Rock.
The remix.
See, this is what happens with those burnt CDs.
This is what happens with live radio.
No, no, this was done intentionally.
Keep it going, keep it going.
No, no, see, because when you buy those CDs and you think they're going to last for, what, 300 years?
This is why making MP3s out of CDs is such a beautiful thing.
Well, no, actually, this is why taking care of your CDs and not letting them get all scratched up is fundamental.
This is great.
Isn't it good?
This is technology. It's destruction in
it's
action.
AC/DC's For Those About to Rock, the 26-minute version. Because it starts over in the middle, like 12 times. All right, for those about to hang up, it is the Computer Corner, Ken and Brennan. We're here to have fun every Saturday. Now, if we happen to educate you about computers, we do apologize.
We are so sorry.
That is not the intent of this show, even though the Computer Corner might suggest that you're going to learn something about computers. That is purely coincidental, I assure you. If you do want to learn more about your computer, however, you can join us online anytime, datadoctors.com. There's a plethora.
And he ain't kidding about plethora.
Of resources for you. There's all of the radio shows going back probably 3 or 4 years, including lots of audio archives. So if you really miss us, you can, for instance, next week, I will be in Southern California and we'll try to call in, but you'll have to deal with just Brandon. So if you miss me, you can just listen to one of the archives.
Oh, yeah.
See how that works? We also
I'm going to miss you. How am I going to listen to the archives and do the show?
If you're very, very, very talented, you'll pull it off. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletter, the wild and crazy Chad Pyle, who's on assignment today, is the editor of that. We send out tips and tricks and updates. It's all free. Warnings, all that kind of stuff. And coming soon, we'll have RSS and podcasts for all of you that keep saying, hey, you need that. We know. We're just trying to make it perfect before we launch it. And you can also visit the free help section of our website where there's tons and tons of questions. There's about 6 years worth of my newspaper columns. There's tons and tons of advice out there. So if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you need a little assistance and you couldn't get through, you can always try that. But of course, we have stores in 25 markets. There's 22 of them here in Phoenix. There's all kinds of resources. You can call any one of them and say, hey, Ken and Brandon said I could call and just ask a question. Anytime, any store, anywhere in the country. That's just how it works. We're here for you.
Yeah.
With that, let's go back to the phones and talk to Jeff, who's got a CompaQ with a problem. Is it a virus problem?
Yeah.
No, no, that's the wrong brand.
Oh, other guys.
Yeah, close.
I've got a virus problem.
And how do you know that?
Well, my wife was on the computer earlier this week, and I got a little error window that came up from Norton Antivirus.
Where was your wife
and
going?
It indicated, said, you have a virus, and it was a Trojan Vundo.
Vundo!
Vundo, I never...
Vundo!
Taurus, but not Vundo.
I think that comes from visiting certain Latin American sites.
So I went to their website to learn more about it, and it did say it was difficult to remove, but yes, they had a removal tool.
Isn't that special?
So I downloaded the removal tool.
Okay.
It was supposed to remove either Vundo or Vundo B, it said.
Yes.
And I ran it. It took about 25 minutes, and at the end, I was pretty excited. I thought it was going to be gone, and it said in another window, it said... Your computer, Trojan Vundo could not be found.
Yeah,
you don't have
Vundo.
So I don't have it now.
Well, you didn't.
I still have it.
No.
You didn't have it to begin with.
No. Maybe he did. It's a pregnancy test. You're pregnant. No, you're not. Yes, you are. No, you're not.
Here's the deal. If you got a little error message that popped up from Symantec saying, yeah, hey, guess what? The fact that it knows there was a problem means
it caught it.
Most likely it caught it and it did its job. What would be more scary is that nothing happened, because the way people get infected usually is very silent and very quiet.
Well, and
there's no warning.
And the thing you have to understand is if you don't read that warning or that you got the virus very carefully, there's a very slight difference in the way that they report this to you, the user, between we caught this during a possible attempt to infect you versus this is on your machine. Either way, the actual file that has the stuff is on your machine. It's a matter of whether it was run or was allowed to run so that it could do the infection. Here's what would happen if you actually had Vundo.
Okay.
Vundo is a Trojan that also is a adware spyware. The reason Vundo's out there, and we're seeing a ton of it in our stores, we're seeing it in probably 20-30% of the machines that come in have Vundo. And what it is it's they want to infect your machine so that it can install a pop-up ad generator. So you would know if you actually were infected with Vundo if you're getting these crazy pop-up ads all over the place.
And I am.
Oh-ho!
Because when it ran the error message, it said attempt to repair failed.
Well, I don't think we've ever found a do-it-yourself automatic removal tool for Vundo actually work.
Really?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Is there any way I can get rid of it? Because I'm getting all this stuff called WinFixer 2005 now popping up constantly.
Yeah, that's one of the ads that the Vundo worm Trojan delivers to you.
Can I get rid of it anyway?
Well, I like Symantec's website. They actually have manual removal instructions. And here's how they go. Disable system restore, and they tell you how to do that. Update your virus definitions. They tell you to do that. Restart the computer in safe mode. They don't tell you how to do that. Run a full system scan and delete all the infected files. They tell you how to do that. Here's my favorite one. Reverse the changes made to the registry.
Well, you know why? If you look further up, it tells you exactly what it did. So you were asking, is there a way for you to fix this? We don't know because we don't know your technical skills. What you can do is that very page that you went to download that tool. If you keep scrolling down, or actually if you just click on either the Vundo or Vundo B link that's at the very top, it'll take you to the page that explains exactly what this is.
Okay.
And towards the bottom, it gives you removal instructions. And you read that and tell me if you can get rid of it.
Now,
or not.
It gives you two different sets of instructions. One says, go get this tool that might work, which you've tried. And then they say, if that doesn't work, then here's the 38-step version, which is manual removal. And then they give you all those steps.
Well, I did see the manual removal, and it scared me. I'm probably an upper, a lower intermediate level computer geek. So,
we have cyber knots and we have cyber tards.
Can I take this anywhere to get it done or something?
Well, the other thing is typically when we see this type of infection, there could be several other things associated with it. So make sure whoever you take it to is going to do a thorough check and diagnostic of your system, because just fixing this and then sending you on your way and charging you some small amount of money, you're thinking, oh, that was good. But the reality is you're going to be infected again next week because A, you didn't clean everything out. B, you didn't do the things that you had to do to make sure you didn't get it again. So you make sure that you address all those issues if you're going to pay somebody.
Okay.
Now, our stores, if you want to take it to, and we've got 22 of them here in Phoenix, before they even get into how much or anything, while you're standing there in the store, they'll actually check this out with you to see what we're seeing, to see how bad your system is, and actually do a 6 or 7 point checkup with you so that you can physically see what's going on with your computer so you can make a good decision about the best way to proceed.
Okay.
All right?
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Good luck, Jeff.
All right.
I mean, there's two ways to deal with massive infection. Go to somebody that's able to take your computer, not harm any of the data, not harm any of the programs, and try to manually, which is very time intensive for the technician, but less time intensive for you, the customer, and get in there and pull all that stuff out so that it works again and you don't have to reinstall everything. Or a lot of people go, you know what, it's too complicated, so a lot of technicians that are not as skilled at this will say, forget it, let's just reload Windows, that'll get rid of everything.
We'll just wipe everything out.
Which is real easy for the tech and real difficult for the customer, because now you have to reinstall all your programs, you have to restore the backups that you didn't make. Especially for like favorites and your address book and, you know, incidental things that are really insignificant. Your data, you know, all your pictures, your music, your videos, all that stuff.
I can't imagine why he would have been intimidated by these manual removal instructions. Here's one of the 50 steps that they have in here is you just navigate to and delete the following registry key. And here's the one you want to get. It's HKey Local Machine Software Classes CLSID 02F96FB78AF6439B B7BA2F952F9E4800, and then a bunch of more stuff. I mean,
isn't that nice?
That was one of like 30 different things you need to do.
It's like
only get that one, not the red wire.
It's like the commercial I see on some of the financial networks where the guy's sitting on the phone talking to somebody and he's got a scalpel in his hand and the guy on the phone's going, "Now make an incision." And he's like, shouldn't you be doing this?
Cut the red wire. No, the blue wire.
Exactly. Where are we at with time? We
go. I don't know. I mean, you know, it says we should go to a break.
Let's take a quick break so that we can come back uninterrupted and help Kimberly with her Dell.
Should we fight the man and say, no, we're not taking a break?
No, because the man will pull the plug on us.
Oh.
Let's take a break, shall we? It's Ken and Brandon, the Data Doctors, following the rules here at News Radio 620 KTAR.
The Suns are back in action tonight on 620 KTAR. It's time for a little Texas two-step when the Suns take on the...